Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm your host, John Ray. We've got two great guests today. We're talking construction, buildings, property, great things for property owners and the tenants in those properties. I think that's what we're all over today on North Fulton Business Radio. But before I get to that and introduce our guest, let's talk about Digital Ignition, where we have our studio. As Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, and a fantastic break room with outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. I'd like to introduce our guest today, Jason Hayner. And Jason is the vice president with Leapley Construction, and Alessio Urso. And Alessio is a founder and principal of LightSmarts. Before we get to Alessio, let's talk to Jason. Jason Hayner, vice president with Leapley Construction. How are you, Jason?
Doing well. How are you?
Great. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
So tell us about you. Tell us about Leapley Construction.
I'm Jason Hayner. I'm vice president at Leapley Construction. My main role is business development, and I sit on the executive team there. Leapley is a 20-year-old woman-owned company headquartered in Atlanta. We're a general contractor. We're a renovation contractor. So we renovate anything that exists. We don't build anything out of the ground. We have three core markets we play in, which is higher education, healthcare, and office. And we have 19 project managers and 29 superintendents. And in 2018, we did a little over $88 million in revenue.
Wow. And I noticed in the show notes, that's not $88 million down from some figure. That's $88 million up substantially from where it was 3 years ago.
That's right. We've grown 65% in the last 3 years.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So talk about these core markets that you're in. I mean, why these particular three core markets, and what's your expertise in these markets? What do you bring to the table?
So Leapley was founded on the office market 20 years ago. And in the last 8 years, we started moving into other markets to give it more of a base and stabilize our business in case this crazy hot office market does calm down at some point. So healthcare. We have a core group of people. Alan Scoggins, our president, in particular, came over from Beers and Skanska, who started our healthcare division 8 years ago. And higher education, we have task order contracts with all the major universities, which allow us to get involved with those projects early and negotiate them and provide expertise with budget and consultation throughout the process.
And something tells me, I mean, I know nothing, okay, but that's why I ask all the questions instead of answering them, Jason. But it's something tells me that the healthcare and higher education markets, that's a lot higher level complexity in terms of procuring the business and then executing the construction than an office building would be.
Most times it is. You have to have some technical guys on your staff to pull that off, and we have those. We have several of our healthcare superintendents have all the certifications necessary for healthcare, ASHI, and those types of things to make sure that they are keeping the building safe with the patients around. And higher education, we do a lot of work at Georgia Tech, and they're one of our top higher education clients, and we mostly build their labs. We have a guy on staff, Danny, who's been down there, our superintendent's been down there for 4 years straight, hasn't left campus in 4 years, and he does nothing but to do Georgia Tech labs.
Oh, wow.
So it's very technical.
Wow. There's a lot of labs going up in Georgia Tech, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
sure.
And that's good for Leapley Construction. We're speaking with Jason Hayner, and Jason is the vice president of Leapley Construction. And Jason, I'm backing up just a little bit. Talk about what's going on in Atlanta, where most of your business is. Based on what I see in the show notes, it looks like that's where you're predominantly where most of your business is. So talk about the boom we're seeing in construction, what's behind that, where that's going.
We're definitely in a boom. We're not sure what, and a lot of people like to talk about what inning of the game you're in. You know, if you're in the fifth inning, seventh inning, I'm not sure. A lot of people thought we were in the ninth inning at the end of last year, and it looks like we're tracking back to the fifth or sixth inning again with how active the market is. But a lot of it is the war for talent is driving a lot of the need for new corporate headquarters here. Georgia Tech has been a big part of that. There's a fintech hub here with companies like Equifax, Sage Software, M3, Cabbage, folks like that that are need that top talent. They need their spaces to look good to attract that top talent, and that's driving a lot of the construction boom in Atlanta. Atlanta is also, comparatively speaking, a bargain compared to most other major metros in the United States. People read articles, San Francisco's losing companies, you know, in droves, and a lot of them are moving here or Texas. So the war for talent is driving the construction boom for sure.
Sure. Now, you also do not just ground-up construction, shall we call it, but renovation as well.
That's right. All we do is renovation.
All you do is renovation.
That's right.
Okay, I'm sorry. So we'll talk a little bit about the trade-off between building new and renovation that I'm sure you go through that equation with a client.
We do. And actually what's happened recently is the construction costs today, the new construction costs are driving rents higher and higher. So if you can't get a tenant to buy off on $45, $50 rent rates these days, you're probably going to have them stay put or move into existing space. So we do run those numbers for clients often. And we find out that staying put in this current conditions with construction costs increasing so quickly is the way that most people are going. There are a lot of out of the ground buildings coming up, though, for sure.
Sure, lots of cranes around.
Mm-hmm.
But hence staying where you are, hence renovating to attract the talent you want to attract.
That's right.
Correct. Okay, so talk a little bit about those construction cost increases. What's behind that? What's driving that?
Most of it is labor. So most of it is subcontractor availability and lack of labor. That is still holding over from 2008, from the Great Recession. A lot of those folks either left the industry altogether or left the country. So we're having a hard time getting them back and keeping those guys moving. The other one's materials. So we've had material increases from all the major manufacturers over the several years, but most of it is in the labor market for subcontractors.
Gotcha. So you speculated on what inning we're in with construction. Maybe we're back in the fifth inning. Where do you think we are at this point in terms of how this is going to look throughout the rest of the year? And what are the maybe more to the point, what are the factors we ought to be looking for that will influence activity one way or the other?
So 2019 looks like another boom year in Atlanta for sure. A lot of people in the fourth quarter last year were concerned we're going into recession. That might be more nationwide concern. I think locally we're in great shape. We have a lot of key companies moving into Atlanta, a lot of new towers coming out of the ground. Norfolk Southern, State Farm is moving into their second and third buildings on their new campus. And what that does is that drives the market for other people to move into those, backfill those spaces, basically.
Sure.
So we're going to have a good year for that. And then we just got to watch out for rent rates going up and construction costs going up because it's making a lot of brokers nervous that they can't get their client in new spaces because of those rates.
We're speaking with Jason Hayner, and Jason is Vice President of Leapley Construction. So lots of general contractors around. What makes Leapley Construction the GC I want to turn to when I'm ready to renovate space?
We built our business on collaboration. So, and what that means is helping our clients throughout the process, understanding their needs, partnering with their architect, their owner, and making sure that we're providing the right solutions for them. We're very collaborative through that process. We're a little bit different. We spend a lot of time developing our people, making sure that we're staying relevant in the market with training, making sure our people are top-notch in that. Last year, we did several classes on professional speaking, making sure our organizational skills, those types of things, just make sure we're always developing our people as well. And we have a great resume of clients to pull from.
Okay, I'm going to let you brag. Talk about some of those clients. You mentioned a few of them, but like Georgia Tech, but lay it on us, Jason.
Okay,
You've got a great list, and you ought to shout it out.
Thank you. Yeah, so Coca-Cola was our first large client. Meredith Leapley, our founder, was able to land them 17 years ago. And she's had to go back and bid for that work two or three times, and we've gotten the on-call contract there. We're currently in the middle of a 2.2 million square foot renovation at Coca-Cola with a couple other GCs and a three-way JV. And that's a company we formed called Builders 2020. So it's a separate company from Leapley, but the revenue still, part of the revenue rolls up under us.
Sure.
Norfolk Southern is a large client of ours. They're moving their headquarters to Atlanta. We recently wrapped up a 400,000 square foot renovation for them.
Wow.
Equifax, Newell Brands, or a few others on the corporate side, corporate office side. And then our higher education clients include all the largest universities in town and in the state, UGA, Georgia Tech, Georgia State, Emory, and Kennesaw. So we do business with all of those guys. And then key healthcare accounts are Piedmont Hospital, Kaiser, and Northside and Emory Clinic. So that's those are some of our core markets and our key accounts in those core markets.
Wow, that's quite a list. Jason, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. Congratulations on that success, particularly for a company that's 20 years old to have that kind of record. That's fantastic. So talk about where you see growth. I mean, obviously it depends on the market, depends on the economy and a lot of things like that, but in a steady state environment, where do you see growth?
We have a couple opportunities with us at Leapley. One is growth within our core markets, getting deeper and wider within those core markets with our key clients. We have a good win percentage, but we always want it to be better with our key clients. And then the other one would be some other markets like industrial. So the industrial market is getting more and more Class A in their office space, meaning it's high-end, nice space, and it's mostly from that war for talent. So we see industrial as a growth opportunity for us at Leapley, mostly because the subcontractors we have fit that Class A space, and a lot of the people that are in that space don't have Class A subs currently. So we feel like it's a good opportunity for us to grow that business.
Outstanding. We're speaking with Jason Hayner, and Jason is Vice President Business Development with Leapley Construction. So if I'm thinking about renovating, what do I need to look for in a general contractor, just in general? I mean, what are the characteristics I as a client should be looking for?
I think you'd want to pick or get a list of folks that have been around, that know the Atlanta market, that have good subs, good subcontractor base that they can choose from based on your needs and your budget. A good leadership team, obviously, and then a robust staff of superintendents and project managers that can get the job done. We also have a really key group in our team, project coordinators and project accountants, that keep those superintendents and the project managers focused on building the jobs and not chasing RFIs, requests for information, chasing paper or samples, making sure that the job's getting built.
Outstanding. So, Jason, for those that would like to be in touch with you, learn more about your services, tell them how to do that.
You can always call me on my cell phone, text me, 404-323-3525, or you can email me, Jay Hayner, J-H-A-N-E-R, at Leapley, that's L-E-A-P-L-E-Y, construction, all one word, .com.
Outstanding. Jason, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Folks, if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, and putting together presentations, well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. Not a temp agency or placement firm, Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. If you want to find out more, go to officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel, S.E. Escobedo, 770-442-9246. We turn now to Alessio Urso. Alessio is the founder and principal of Light Smarts. Hi, Alessio.
Hi, how are you doing, John?
Great. Great. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So you must be smart about light is all I can say, right? So talk about what Light Smarts does.
Well, maybe the lights are smart more than me. But
maybe they make us all smart, right?
They definitely will. Well, you know, lighting doesn't really get the recognition that it should. Let's say you walk into a space and you don't feel comfortable. Probably lighting has a lot to do with what you're feeling. People don't recognize it. So Light Smarts, we're a lighting design consulting firm, which we strive to create great visual impact in the projects that we do. And we try to make sure that we take care of healthiness and wellness for the occupants inside that space.
Okay, so talk a little bit about, you know, what some examples of where lighting makes a difference for, you know, tenants, residents, wherever you work.
Well, I say it makes a difference everywhere, even at home. Uh-huh. It makes a big difference. But recent scientific studies have shown that you can increase productivity by having the right lighting in a space. So that, as Jason was speaking, attracting talent is a very important part. If they feel comfortable, they're more productive, the business is going to have a better bottom line. In healthcare, for say, you can use lighting to improve how people respond to medicine. You can have Alzheimer's patients be more rested, they sleep better, and you even reduce the amount of medicines they take just because you're doing the right lighting in the place.
Okay, now you touched on this a little bit, but I have to dig in on this because I can imagine that if I'm a business owner, let's say I'm looking to renovate a space, I'm looking for the best return on investment I can get. So you're talking about this beautiful lighting, but how does that help my bottom line? You know, if I spend more to put in a different lighting system, what's the return on that investment? Give me an example.
Okay. One example. CBRE has offices in Amsterdam. They had a whole floor of a building where they're tenants, they're not owners. And they saw a need, they needed to expand. But they had invested in putting a connected lighting system. That is a system that has it's pretty much a network data gathering point where you can use the fixtures, where you place sensors and you get all this information on what's going on in the building. So they looked at that data and they looked at the occupancy rate and how they were using the space. And they realized they were underusing the space. They could just change their layout to use it better. And instead of having to rent the whole new floor, they just rented half of that floor. So they saved a lot of money just because of that.
Wow. So that's just a matter of doing a little bit of homework on what the possibilities are for the lighting apparatus you might install.
Yes, you have to know how to specify because, let's say in that case where there was a connected lighting system and you had sensors, sensors just gather the data, but you still have to meet the lighting requirements. You have to meet the code. You have to make sure that people are comfortable in it. So you have to look at the whole thing.
Gotcha. Alessio Urso. Alessio is the principal of Light Smarts, and he joins us to talk about his business. Now, there are a lot of lighting designers in Metro Atlanta, I assume. So talk about what makes you different from them, and where do you stand out?
Well, I think that we have a place in the market because I've been in this business for a long time, and I've been involved not only in the design part, so from concept and the drawings, but all the way down to the implementation and the commissioning of systems, and not only the lighting design part, but also the controls for the lighting. So I know what kind of problems you can run into when you're out in the field at the time that it's being installed, and I can do that while we're still drawing plans. So it's a lot easier and a lot less expensive to correct a drawing than to correct the wrong order of fixtures.
For sure. So speaking of your background, talk a little bit about how you got into this business and what drew you to the light, shall we say, if you can pardon that pun.
Well, if you ask most of the people that are in lighting, they all came in by accident. It's kind of a long story. I'm not going to bore you guys with that. But I first started with a lighting. It was more of a lighting distribution company. But I didn't like the part of selecting fixtures for people and different tastes and all that. It was kind of complicated. And I'm an electrical engineer by trade. So I like the technical aspect more. And I actually enjoy very much the lighting part, where you have to have a very good scientific background. You have to know the technical part of that, but you also have to be creative to make sure that you make the spaces look right. So I evolved into first just a distribution that did commercial projects only, and then we used our designs to be able to push the products that we sold. And then when I actually moved to the States about a year ago, I decided to just be free of all the manufacturers and be able to specify the correct product for each application. So there's no strings attached. Just choose whatever is best for that application.
Gotcha. Now, I'm curious, for a tenant that's either renovating a space or someone that's, you know, building their own building, when do I engage with the lighting designer? I've got the architect, I've got engineers, I've got my general contractor. How do I engage with the lighting designer to get your recommendations?
I would say bring the lighting designer in as soon as possible. As when the concept is being drawn up, that's the easier way. And it's also probably it makes the most economic sense. So the lighting designer can work with the architect when they're doing the design of the space and get some lighting fixtures included within the parts of the design that will cost a lot less than having to buy a fixture or having made a custom fixture. And they can provide input on what to choose and what to do from the beginning, as I said before, when you're still drawing the plans.
Sure. Excellent. We're speaking with Alessio Urso. Alessio is the founder and principal of LightSmarts. So to follow up on that question, should a lighting designer be involved in every commercial project, or is there some projects that really may not be appropriate for you to deal with?
No, a lighting designer is not necessary in all projects, just some special projects where you're looking for something a little more than just a layout and so many foot candles on the horizontal surface. So if you use a lighting designer on a project that has high technical requirements, or are you going to use fixtures that are part of the new technology? And new technology in lighting is something that comes up almost every month. And you need somebody that's on top of things. That kind of projects are the ones that you need a lighting designer for.
Now, the new technology in lighting comes up every few months?
There's changes.
Wow.
The LED revolution that everybody's heard about, that keeps evolving, because the first, what we were looking for was energy efficiency. We need to lower the cost of electricity consumed. We're pretty much close to the theoretical limit of efficiency for a LED fixture. So the next step to increase eventually the business's bottom line is to have the people be more productive. And you can make them more productive by making them feel more comfortable. There's a study that shows there's a 23% increase in productivity if people are comfortable in the space they work. And a 23% increase in productivity is much more money than if you can negotiate a couple of dollars off your rent.
Yeah, no kidding. That's substantial. So we're speaking with Alessio Urso, and Alessio's with LightSmarts. So how do I engage with you? I mean, how does that, when I make the decision I want to engage with you as a lighting designer, what does that look like? I mean, how do you talk to clients?
I usually work with architects and interior designers, sometimes with building owners. They call me, we sit down, and pretty much what I do is just listen, what they want, what their vision is, what they're looking for, what's the reason they're doing whatever it is that they're doing. And then we start the conversation regarding what it is the best needs for them in the lighting and lighting controls part.
Because I would imagine that some of these folks are like me. All I know is I want my space well lit. I don't know like what that means in terms of productivity increases or anything like that. You're laying something on me new right. that I really haven't conceived before.
Right. In the first conversation, we actually talked very little about lighting. We mostly talk about what the goals of the clients are. Why are they doing this project and what it is their end game. And then we'll see how lighting can help.
Excellent. So for those that want more information, how do they be in touch with you, Alessio?
Well, you can either call me. Cell phone is 404-955-3685. Email me at aurso@lightsmarts.com. Or you can go on my website and you can book a meeting with me right there.
Excellent. Alessio Urso, founder and principal of LightSmarts, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, we got two guys that are giving out their cell phone numbers. I think they're ready to do business. So you got to love that. Folks, we've been proud to have Jason Hayner, vice president of Leaply Construction, and Alessio Urso, principal and founder of LightSmarts. Thanks to both of you for being with us. And for those that are interested in any of our other shows, we've got about 125 in our archive now, almost 3 years worth of shows. We've got a wide variety from commercial construction to technology to just about any industry you can name, and some great business leaders in our community. So take a look at our website, northfulton.businessradiox.com. Search for any of those keywords that you're looking for, and you're going to find a great business leader to talk about that area of interest. That does it for today. So join us. I'm John Ray, host, and join us next time for another edition of North Fulton Business Radio.